body was brought at the airport at around 7:45 of local time here in Juba, and the custom clearance papers were all prepared, and by 8:30, we were all ready waiting for the plane to land, but the plane delayed, and it landed at around 10:05 a.m. local time, South Sudan, and we were very thankful to the airport authority who allowed six members of journalists representing several media houses in Juba town to be carrying his passport from the car onto the rail that takes it over into the plane. Normally, they don't allow people to go inside the Juba International Airport. Sometimes they would tell you, just put the casket on, the airport crew will handle it, but we plead over them that this is a group of journalists who want to bid farewell to Charlton, who is going to be buried next to his mother and father who died in Uganda many years ago.
So airport authorities made an exception for this occasion. What was the mood at the airport among mourners?
The mood was very sad. The mood was very sad because they allowed six journalists and a sister, Charlton's sister, and then they allowed one of our colleagues, Jeremy Shepard, to be like the person coming from where Charlton was working and myself. So in total, there were eight journalists, Charlton's sister and an uncle, who were given a special permission to access the airport grounds where the plane parked, so that we could all bid our farewell to our departed colleagues.
And I understand yesterday the family had a requiem and funeral service at the residence in Juba, and a large number of mourners turned up. Can you tell me about what transpired yesterday?
Yesterday was a very touching moment for some of us who were there at the funeral, at the memorial service. I mean, 100 of mourners gathered there, government officials, DOA listeners, dedicated listeners, and relatives of our departed colleague, both from the father and the mother, were there at the memorial service, started their prayer, and went through up to like 6:37. And then there was a representative from the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, who also made a remark during the memorial service, plus other, members of Titan's family, who are also government officials in Central Equatorial State. Some of them made a speech there, and his uncle also made very strong remarks appealing to the journalists in South Sudan to really work towards remembering Charlton Beatty. And one message she was passing across is that the best way journalists of South Sudan to remember our departed colleague Charlton Beatty is if they can fight the mess in the border industry.
And in terms of what is next, I understand the body has arrived in Entebbe, at Entebbe International Airport, where it will be taken to the final burial place. As I know, you've been with the family, mourning with them and talking to them. What is going to happen next until he's laid to rest?
What is happening next is after the family received the body this afternoon in Entebbe, Kampala, a vigil is scheduled at the late house in a suburb called Nakwero, Geaza, tonight. And then in the morning, they will depart for Bugerere tomorrow morning. And another vigil will be held at Bugerere tomorrow night. And then the burial is scheduled for Friday, tentatively at 2 p.m. Local time in Uganda.